Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we have a great in-studio performance from New Orleans-based soul singer PJ Morton. But Greg, first, we have to deal with Drake. He is inescapable. He is ubiquitous. This is the album of the summer. Whether you think you want to hear it or you don't, you're going to hear it. What do we think at Sound Opinions of Drake's Scorpion?
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Greg, we have got to talk about Aubrey Drake Graham. His fifth proper album, depends on how you count, there were mixtapes, is called Scorpion. It is breaking every record that exists in the music industry to break at the moment. 170 million streams on day one on Apple Music, 132 million streams on day one on Spotify. Billboard was sort of conflicted about is Drake therefore the biggest rapper of all time. Since the sale of measurable physical product has disappeared, it's a thing of history now, how do you measure how much an artist is being heard? Streams, obviously, are one way. I looked up what the physical product album sales for Drake were. So far, it's 160,000 copies.
Yeah.
That's absurd to me. You and I, when we were covering the last big heyday of the physical music industry, CDs, Eminem, Britney Spears, NSYNC, they were selling 8 million copies a week.
Yeah, millions.
You know, and Drake is at 161,000. It is inescapable. Is it worth that attention? I guess that's the question we want to tackle on Sound Opinions. I really enjoyed Drake's first album, so did you, when we reviewed Thank Me Later, when he first burst out of the 406. Toronto native, was already a star, but for television. He was Jimmy on Degrassi, The Next Generation. And then he turns to hip-hop in a big way. You know, my take, Greg, is that after Thank Me Later, which I really enjoyed, there's been a sharp drop-off in his work. He's kind of given us the same thing over and over again. The adjectives repeated by all of our critical sisters and brothers again and again. Self-obsessed, solipsistic, boastful, aggrieved. He's the champion of self-pity. All right, this is an incredibly ambitious record. 25 tracks, 90 minutes, 32 producers had some role on this record. I happen to think it is his strongest record since Thank Me Later. But with qualifications, I also think it's too damn long. I think it should be only a third of what it is. He positioned it as half of an R&B pop album, that's the second half, and half of a rap album. Half, that first half, him taking on some of the people who have aggrieved him. And, you know, just one look at the song titles, there's always people who've made Drake feel aggrieved. Can't take a joke. I'm upset. Jaded. All right.
Serving up a pack. Serving up a pack. Pulling gimmicks because they scared of rap. Funny how they shook, they got them shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look.
This kind of part of his shtick, half of it is about the men who've made him angry or who put him down. The second half about the women. I think the key track is called Is There More? You made me think a couple of weeks ago, bringing up Peggy Lee's 1969 hit, Is That All There Is? Right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's the great existential question pop song of all time. Drake, at his best, asks those existential questions. Is that all there is? I am rich. I am famous. Am I loved? Is that all there is?
Is there more to life than digits and banking accounts? Is there more to life than saying I figured it out? Is there more? Yeah.
At his worst, he kind of flips it and says, this is all I got, you know. But he ends the record, the last words on this incredibly long record, 25 tracks, 90 minutes, I'm changing from a boy to a man.
I'm all alone, no one to cry.
What does that mean? He's 31. He just had a child that he only confessed having because Pusha T, in one of those, you know, modern-day hip-hop beefs, he's feuding with Kanye, he's feuding with Pusha. Pusha outed him as being a dad and not having a child he lived up to. Now he does, which is pretty brave. He is now, according to Billboard, right on that list with Kanye West, Kenny Chesney, Madonna, U2, and Eminem as one of the biggest selling artists of all time. So any personal confession is brave. You know, I just always wish he had a little more. There is a great third of an album in here.
Well, I think it's I actually think there's something to the fact that this man is so successful indicates to me that he's connecting with a lot of people out there. I think one of the reasons is that he's been able to do that. He's so big on social media. He's an Instagram king. So he's able to sort of communicate in a way that Instagram crowd understands. He's speaking to them on Instagram, and he's basically reflecting their lives back at them. These sort of rituals of hustling, being a playa, you know, going out there and hooking up with a partner, a lover, those sorts of games that are being played on social media, he's basically expanding that here on the social media.
Don't link me, don't hit me when you hear this and tell me your favorite song. Don't tell me how you knew it would be like this all along. I know the truth is you won't love me until I'm gone. And even then the thing that comes after is moving on. I can't even
the thing that I think is missing from Drake and why I found him so appealing up through Take Care, his 2011 album, the vulnerability. He was willing, I think he was a fresh voice in hip-hop for a number of years, the first three records, where he was talking about the fact that I'm a flawed person. I'm having a real problem dealing with the fact that I'm becoming this hip-hop star, and I'm not doing really well at it. He was admitting that he was flawed. I think what I'm seeing from Drake, especially on Views' 2016 record and now this one, is a more guarded Drake, less willing to come out and discuss the fact that, yes, I am weak, I am vulnerable. We see it emerging on that March 14 track where he's talking about what it means to be a father and this whole notion of becoming a man from a boy. And I'd love to see more of that. That said, the production on this album is incredible. There's an incredible array of hooks on this record. He has turned into a pop machine. I mean, you talk about all the singles he has on the charts. You know, that he's dominating the top 10. Every one of those songs has a hook in it. There are a few duds. The consensus dud on this record is I'm Upset.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over. That's why they need me out the way what you expect.
It reminds me of the Dave Matthews phenomenon in the 90s when a point of commonality among white American youth in the 90s was Dave Matthews.
I got to see a Matthews show.
You got to see, because my friends are all going.
Right.
And I think with Drake, it's that sort of thing. And you could say, okay, Lemmings, you know, they're just following the leader, so to speak. But there is something about the music that is connecting those people, and that is a powerful thing, and it should not be dismissed. One thing I admire about this guy is he's remained loyal to these guys he started with, Noah 40, Shabib, and now Boy Wunda.
A great producer.
They've created the sounds. Yeah. These guys have created sounds around this guy, and they built an industry around that Drake sound. He's got one of those most recognizable voices in hip-hop history, but the production around him is equally smart and equally distinctive. And as you said, he's expanding out and starting touching on all these genres, you know, whether it's trap or New Orleans bounce. You know, he's giving you a flavor of each of those things. So there's a certain wallpaper quality
there
about
is,
it.
But then at his best, there is something. So what we thought we would do for our listeners. All right, you want to understand Drake. You know you should understand Drake, but you don't want to deal with 90 minutes, 25 tracks, 32 producers of Drake. Nice for what?
Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been
people what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable.
For me, that song, Nice for What, we both agree, Nice for What is a standout track, and he does it with a really interesting sample.
Yes, he does. He's used a number of name artists here to duet with, in the case of Michael Jackson on Don't Matter to Me, and Mariah Carey is the central voice in Emotionless, a sample of her music, and sampling Lauryn Hill on Nice for What. Lauryn Hill, her debut album, which, by the way, very timely, 20th anniversary of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, her solo debut. She's never really done a proper follow-up to it.
Now
she's doing a 20th anniversary tour where she's going around performing the album from start to finish. An important album for a couple of generations of young people who grew up in that era and are now coming of age and making their own music, as in Drake's case. The Lauryn Hill song that's being sampled for Nice for What is X Factor from that record. Nice for What is, it's an interesting song because it's got that New Orleans feel to it. He's got the Big Timers. He's interpolating lyrics from the Big Timers, that New Orleans duo, on it. He's got Lauryn Hill from The X Factor, this emancipation song. I'm breaking free. I'm doing my own thing. The X in X Factor is Wyclef Jean.
Yeah.
She's breaking away from the Fugees. She's creating her own thing. This is a very powerful statement of a woman going out on her own. And here, I think very appropriately, in Nice for What, is that Drake has written a shout-out to a working woman.
Yes.
Saying, you're making your own bread, you're making it on your own, you don't need any help, you know, you're a powerful person in your own right. So it's a kind of a appropriate use of the sample. What I loved about the X Factor song is the way some of the production, the drums on that song are really innovative. She's using some marching drums on there as well as the typical hip-hop drums, and it's a very powerful track. But what he's looking for is that hook from Lauryn Hill, X Factor. You said you'd care for me. And it's basically this woman going out into the world and saying, I thought you had my back. You don't. I'm on my own. I'm going to do it on my own. And that's the point of the song. And I think it's one of the reasons it's resonating with people.
Well, it's interesting because this is from the woman side half of Scorpion. And it is an anthem of female empowerment. He's throwing curves in there. Big Frida from New Orleans is on there. It's New Orleans inspired in the same way that the city of New Orleans was struck down hard and is rising up. I mean, it's working on many levels that say, Drake, when you're not just sitting on the couch feeling sorry for yourself, you really got the goods here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's play a little bit more of Drake's Nice for What, which is sampling Lauryn Hill's X Factor on Sound Opinion.
That's a real one in your reflection, without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got 100 bands, you got a baby bands, you got some bad friends, high school pics, you was even bad then, you ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them, work at 8 a.m., finish round 5, all down, you don't see them outside, yeah, they don't really be the same offline, you know dog days, you know hard times, doing overtime, for the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up, gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Showing off, but it's all right. And you're showing off, but it's all right. It's a short life.
Your boy, M.A.
Watch the breakdown.
We always say on Sound Opinions, everyone is a critic. So what are your thoughts on Scorpion by Drake? Is it worth the attention or is it overhyped? Is it somewhere in between? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up, a conversation and a performance from soul artist PJ Morton. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble.